This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The Wagner Group's leader has gone free, but questions remain about Russian President Vladimir Putin's power after a military rebellion. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The so far greatest challenge to President Vladimir Putin's political reign may be fizzling, with mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin ordering his troops to retreat and quickly reaching a deal with the Kremlin to go into exile in Belarus. But the brief rebellion exposes vulnerabilities within Russia's forces, and some analysts are saying that by letting Prigozhin go free without prosecution, Putin's at risk of being seen as weak. He's also being criticized for appearing to fail to coherently respond when Wagner soldiers moved into a Russian city before advancing toward Moscow, a response that involved the temporary pulling of 3,000 soldiers from fighting in Ukraine. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The United States and its allies held close consultations but publicly stayed on the sidelines Saturday as officials waited to see how the armed revolt by longtime Kremlin insider Yevgeny Prigozhin and his private Wagner army would play out. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
As the Wagner Group mercenaries marched towards Moscow, then announced a sunny pullback Saturday, U.S. officials carefully avoided direct comment on what some stressed was an internal situation in Russia, while Moscow warned them to stay out of the fray. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with leaders of France, Germany, and Britain amid concerns Russian President Vladimir Putin's control over the nuclear-armed country could be slipping. A Defense Department spokesman said Secretary Lloyd Austin also spoke with his Canadian, French, German, British, and Polish counterparts. State Department spokesman Matt Miller said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a call with counterparts from Western Europe and Japan, with the partners pledging to stay close in coordination. All cabinet officials pledged U.S. support for Ukraine remains unchanged. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A Palestinian assailant opened fire at an Israeli military checkpoint in the West Bank Saturday before being shot and killed, according to Israeli police. This is VOA News. Abortion rights supporters and opponents held dueling rallies in Washington on Saturday, the first anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized the procedure nationwide. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Abortion rights campaigners marched through the streets of Washington on Saturday, marking the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Last year's ruling allowed states to ban abortion care for the first time in nearly 50 years. She called for national legislation to protect abortion rights.
All of us are now called upon to advance the promise of freedom, the freedom of every woman to make decisions about her own body, not the government telling her what to do.
In Washington, former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the National Celebrate Life Day rally. He thanked abortion opponents for their work in sending Roe to, quote, the ash heap of history.
We will never rest and never relent until we restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the land.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Conservatives in U.S. Congress are anxious to counter China, which is America's leading economic adversary, and they've set their sights on a top trade priority for labor unions and progressives. The focus is on the deluge of duty-free packages coming in from China. Currently, most imports valued at less than $800 enter duty-free into the United States, as long as they're packaged and addressed to individual buyers. A plane used to execute opponents of Argentina's military dictatorship has been flown back to Buenos Aires. Once used for death flights in the dirty war, it was found in the United States being used for skydiving trips. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A plane used to execute political dissidents during Argentina's dictatorship in the 70s has been repatriated from the United States. So-called death flights were used to kill leftists and other opponents of the dictatorship during Argentina's dirty war from 1976 to 1983. Political prisoners were drugged and thrown from the plane into the River Plate or the sea. The Skyvan PA-51 plane was found in the United States, being used for skydiving adventures. Relatives of people who disappeared during the dirty war came to watch it land in Buenos Aires on Saturday. Human rights groups say the number of people who died or disappeared during the dictatorship is close to 30,000. How many were thrown alive from the death flights is uncertain.
And that was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. From Washington, I'm Diane.